Welcome to Quickies.
Hello, this is Karan here and welcome to In.com's Quickies. As the name goes, we're going to quickly round up what the good old celebs have been up to and what gossip we can mash out from their have-dones. Just because you're a celebrity and you have money and fame on your side doesn't mean life is always going to go your way. Take Sonali Bendre for example. Things were going great for her when suddenly in July 2018 she was hit with the life-shattering news of having fourth stage cancer and a 30% chance to live. What an absolutely scary thing to find out. I have no idea how I would have handled something like that. But Sonali has shown that absolute true grit, shown the depths of her character, you know, and she's been nothing but a pillar of strength and empowerment as far as her cancer battle goes. And of course, pillars of strength never stand alone. Your vibe attracts your tribe, said Sonali on an Instagram post where she talks about all the strong women in her life who have been there for her to lean on throughout. Well, that's a lovely heartwarming post for Women's Day, and in the same spirit, happy Women's Day to all you ladies out there. One of the things I really envy about being an actor, other than the money and fame, of course, is the super exotic locations that they get to travel to for their shoots. Bulgaria, Edinburgh, London, and Mumbai are some of the places that the upcoming movie Brahmastra have been shot. Now, as far as Mumbai goes, well, I've been there, done that. But Bulgaria, Edinburgh, and London are definitely on my list. Especially Edinburgh, since I've always had a thing for the Scottish accent. You know, what you're doing, you scallywags? Gets me every time. Anyway, the makers of Brahmastra just unveiled the first logo of the film at the Kumbh Mela 2019, along with a short clip which had the voices of, you know, the movie starers Amitabh Bachchan, Ranbir Kapoor and Alia Bhatt in the background. Quite a star cast, I must say. Director Ayan Mukherjee also decided to do something interesting and posted a slideshow of all the rejected logos of the film on Instagram. You know, it's really awesome seeing all these little in-the-making things that give you insight into the whole, you know, behind-the-scenes process. The first Bahubali film became the fourth highest-grossing Indian film to date. Then came the second installment, which trumped even that and became the first ever Indian film to gross over 1,000 crores. But Prabhas, the lead actor for both those films, isn't done yet. His upcoming film Saho is one of the most anticipated Indian films of the year. And with the kind of moolah it's been pulling in even before release, is already showing signs of being a winner. You want numbers? Well, apparently its overseas theatrical rights, which don't even include China, just got procured for a cash-dazzling 42 crore by Fars Films. As for India, the film will be released in Telugu, Tamil, Hindi and Malayalam. Basically all the big boy movie industries. So you can imagine how much the movie is going to rake in here. All this good news has kind of led to the Saho team taking it easy as far as promotional material goes though, because only 2 making videos have been released till date. Well, maybe that's been a calculated decision and they actually have a promotional plan in mind. In many situations, a symbolic act is way more powerful and offers more value than an act involving a monetary donation. A good example is former cricket captain Mahendra Singh Dhoni, who planned something special for the 3rd one-day international between India and Australia being played in Ranchi, which is actually his hometown. The ex-captain went out of his way to distribute camouflage caps for all the players to wear during the game as a tribute to the martyrs of the Pulwama attack. What a guy, man. With all the focus it requires to prepare for a game, he still took time out of his schedule to organize an act of solidarity and pay respect to the martyrs and their families. Now that is true patriotism. To top it all, the Indian team decided to donate all their fees from the one-day international match to the National Defence Fund. Remember how I said a symbolic act is more powerful than a monetary one? Well, this is a combination of both symbolic and monetary. Definitely doesn't get more powerful than that. When trying to tell women to sit back, relax, and love themselves, what better way to do it than with a picture of a curvy, bare-body woman smoking weed? As someone who's been trolled and fat-shamed on social media for her weight, Vidya Balan certainly knows how to give it back like a boss. And this picture that she posted on Instagram for International Women's Day 2019 is just an absolutely perfect example of her doing that. Her post includes literally all the self-help advice you could ever need in one place. It's all about getting your self-love on, don't wait to be thinner or fairer or hotter or richer. And some of the lines that really hit home talk about how you already are the best version of yourself today. And tomorrow's another day, so you're going to be the best version of yourself tomorrow too. And this is the deep part. She talks about how this best isn't in comparison to anyone else, because how can there be a best in a world of individuals? Wow, I absolutely love the depth in that statement. You know, this is a side of Vidya Balan I didn't know about. What a woman.
The Quickies on in.com.